The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Trash Talk.
Awesome. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate your time.
Buddy. Yep. Have a great week.
That's Ray Ferraro from TSN.
Stripping. Do you ever score in the shootout, Ray?
I know. I'm late.
He was just on.
Get him back on the line.
Hey, Costanza.
Star Wars.
Han Solo. Guy's such a stud. And I have a crush on the big guy there. He's such
Harrison Ford.
Oh, God. He's such a stud. God, he's a stud.
Okay, like she's...
Staying up to date.
I'm not even kidding. You and I listen to Lenny Kravitz now, and I love that song, American Woman, so it's in a regular playlist. I hear it, I'm like, yeah, those two are happily together. I'm glad they're doing well, all this kind of stuff. And then you hear that kind of thing. An old dirty bastard. I mean, at least the other two are alive. This guy passed away. It's been 17 years. That's really hard to swallow. Rest in peace, ODB.
It's time for Struds On.
Time management. So, you know, it's Positive Friday, and I woke up in the middle of the night last night. I don't often. Usually I sleep through the night, but I had something on my mind. I started playing this new game. I think it's called Legends of the Kingdom or Kingdom Legends or something. Basically, you kind of grow your civilization. You start as a little tribe. Then you keep adding... You build a farmer field, and you build like a weapons place. You build a training zone, all this, and then eventually your job is to kind of move out and take over neighboring towns or farms or whatever, right? So it's kind of a conqueror type game. I like those types of games. I used to play this game called Civilization, but the thing I've found is that I get wrapped up in these things. You know, I take it on, like I name my town Night Train 34, pretty obvious. That it was mine, but I get wrapped up in these things. And I, as I woke up last night, I was thinking in bed, I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, I'm not anything special. Like, I'm not trying to become a gamer. I just kind of do it to fill time. And the game really doesn't bring me that much joy. Like, Boom Beach, I was elite at that. But this one, I wasn't very good at it. And I'd get up, the first thing I'd do in the morning would get on my phone to make my moves, because you got to plant some corn or whatever. You got to build an army or whatever. And then I'd do it even when I was at night. And then during the day, I'd stop. I actually got to the point, Connor, where I'd pull over while I was driving, like I was having an affair, and play a game, and then keep driving as I went on. Like, it just was consuming my life. So in the name of time management, I took it off my phone. And honestly, it's so liberating. I feel so good today, Connor. I'm higher than a kite. But I do find myself sometimes reaching for my phone because I'm so hooked on it. So my advice to people is, let's try to take stuff off our phone that really doesn't bring anything into our life. Like, it's very individual. I just sit there, I tap it on. And so I don't know if you ever had that before, Connor, where something that is... it sucks you in on your phone, and you've got to check it. You've got to do this or not.
Well, one thing I got rid of off my phone was the Facebook app, because the only reason I had it was for work purposes, the Greger Show Facebook page. Like, that was the only reason I had Facebook on my phone. Then I realized there's a different app. It is called Business Suite, which you can run Instagram and Facebook from. So I deleted Facebook from my phone, and... honestly, straight, like, I tend to do that around elections anyways, because I just think the politics on Facebook are so brutal. I get rid of them so I don't even have to consider looking at it. Unfortunately, you know, we do need social media for this job, have to be on it every once in a while and do the posting, things like that. I know you know how much I love Instagram. So, but never a game. I've never had a game like that really take over. Like, I'll admit it, it's not the coolest thing, but I play a little bit of Candy Crush every once in a while.
No.
another game I like to play right now, I'm just going to get the official name, it's Bricks Ball Crusher. That's a fun one. I got a Sudoku one. I've got, just stuff like that. Puzzle games. But I've never actually had to pull over to make my moves. And that's probably you taking advantage of, like, the timing of the game, correct?
What do you mean? Like, that's I took up a lot of my time?
Well, you said that you pulled over to make a move once.
Like, I did.
Because sometimes you have to, like, there's a countdown, and then you got to make another move, or you get more money,
right,
and things like that, right?
Like,
that
I was upgrading something, and then I would get a notification, like, your farmer's field has been upgraded. So I'd literally pull over, I'd get off to upgrade it, and then I'd get back on the road. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, this is crazy. So that's what I had that last night. It went, here's a great tech. Hey, Struds, mobile games are cancer. They're designed to get you addicted. And I can see that. But the one thing that I will say, Connor, is this. I think they're too complicated. There were so many things going on in this game. Like, it was over the top. I just want to have one thing so I can be focused. And it was just so many different, like, battles, and there are different ways you can grow and get bigger and different worlds. Like, and after a while, it was just, I kind of lost interest, but I was still addicted because I was just used to doing it. So I think the mobile games, that's a better way of saying it, instead of games on my phone. And I don't think it makes a lot of sense, Connor.
Strutty,
so I'm out.
I think you should give the Candy Crush a go. It's very simple. My girlfriend Ashley's had a 370-day streak end. She played every day for over a year. I'm not too sure what? She'll be happy that I put that out there, but she was very committed to that game. She's trying to catch up to me. That's the thing. Like I like you with Boom Beach, I would say I'm pretty elite at Candy Crush, and she's trying to catch up to me. So she had a really long streak going. I don't know if it's admitting defeat or not, but maybe it's not quite as important. But there is one question, Stray, that we have to address here. No yeah. name on it. Hey, bro, you still playing Boom Beach? I'm looking for a player in my task force.
No, I about a year ago, about 2-3 months in the pandemic, like it was overtaking my life, and I tapped out. I deleted it off my phone, and I'm completely out of it, completely out of the whole thing. So, no, I'm out. I was good. Like there was nowhere for else for me to go. I was pretty much at the top of my craft, the Boom Beach craft, that is. But it was a good decision. Really good decision. So if anyone else is like that, get out of it. And like, here's people, you should get Civilization 6 for your PS4. It's a life changer from Chester Fields. I love Civilization. My buddy Jason Holland introduced it to me. And I remember I started playing this summer one year when I was still playing. And I'd get up, work out, go to the, come home, eat. And I'd spend 2-3 hours in the afternoon in the middle of summer playing this game. Like, listen, it was crazy. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? So I had to do the same thing there. Cold turkey. Couldn't do it. So there's Strutz on.